Good morning, my friends. I'm super excited to be here with you today and just honestly feeling so inspired to bring you a message today about your nervous system and help you truly understand what it means when people say that their nervous system is dysregulated or that it's off. What does that mean to you? Because I guarantee you are going to be able to point this out in your own life when we have this conversation. So let's run the intro and get right into it. Hey friend, welcome to Deep Healing for Creative Entrepreneurs. My name is Aubrey Barr, and I am a subconscious release technique practitioner and photography business owner. I know you are sick of ending your day feeling overwhelmed and exhausted, and you are seeking a solution to help you feel creatively inspired and actively engaged in your business as well as personal life. In this podcast, we are going to dig into any limiting beliefs or subconscious programs that are keeping you in a space filled with anxiety and stress. This work is not a temporary solution for your life. No, this is a complete transformation. So grab your coffee or tea and let's start you on the road to healing. And let me just say, you can do this, you are worth it, and you are meant to thrive in life and business. So let's dig in. Friends, when we talk about a dysregulated nervous system, please don't let those words get you nervous or make you shut off in a way that doesn't allow new information in, because we will subconsciously do that when we start to talk about things that, maybe trigger us a little bit, or maybe they're things that are a little bit outside of the realm of what we generally know about. And so that's a little different and a little scary. And sometimes it just, we will close off. Okay. And I really, really want this conversation to be had and everybody to listen and get what you need from it, which I guarantee is at least one thing, right? And not feel like you need to close off or run away or hide. This is a super important topic, something that will continue to help you as you grow, as you parent, as you run your business, whatever you have going on in your life. This is going to continually give back to you. Okay, so I want to share with you today three things that you can do on your own at home that will help you to regulate your nervous system. But first, let's talk about what the nervous system does, right? This is that part of us that is going to fight or flight or fawn. Okay, this is that part of us that will instinctually go towards one of those things in order to escape a bad situation. Okay, in order to establish dominance in a situation, or in order to protect yourself, maybe you go into fawn, which is more of like a freeze. It's more of a, you know, okay, I'm going to disconnect from the things that are going on around me. And this one is becoming more and more common in our society. So it's understanding first that you can have any or all of those as a reaction at any time. Okay. You may wonder, why is this so important? Why is this a topic that keeps coming up? I myself have heard of it a lot. And a lot of times it's just educational and nobody really gives you any input onto how to shift these, which is why I really wanted to do this episode. Before I get into these three different things that I absolutely love to do to regulate my nervous system, I really want to explain to you how and what situations maybe this is coming up in, because it's not just those moments like a car accident, right? When things go incredibly wrong or something shocking happens that we really didn't see coming. It's not just those moments. I wish it was, because it would be a lot easier to regulate if it was only those big moments. But unfortunately, the way our body responds to even being maybe talked bad about or confronted, right? Even small things like that can enlist this nervous system to honestly freak out a bit, right? So it's not just the big stuff. Just understand that. Give yourself a little grace to feel whatever you need to feel in those moments. And make sure you know that it's okay. We are, as a collective, kind of running on fumes these days. I mean, I don't know how else to put it, But I see this so much because of the work that I do. I help people with the nervous system. I help people with being able to release these past traumas or these built up emotions that we haven't properly processed. There's so much in this bucket. And when you are completely full of all of this, there's really nowhere else for anything to go. And so it's very easy to come up to a situation and get overwhelmed and then later say, oh my goodness, why did that bother me so bad? Why couldn't I keep my cool? Why did I get so upset, right? Because in hindsight, it's different. But in that moment, we really don't have space for anything out of the normal. We don't have space for new plans, for our tires getting blown, for our child needing something, right? Like we're just full of it. We're just full of so much. So when you're able to really regulate your nervous system, what that may look like, you're not going to get triggered as often. I don't really love that word, but it's true. You're going to be able to face things that are new without freaking out. Okay, you're going to be able to take on more responsibility. You're going to be able to, oh, this is my favorite. You're going to be able to be present, which as a parent and a business owner and a wife, I find that I am at my best when I am present with my family. That's what makes me feel good. That's what's filling up my cup. So when you are in nervous system dysregulation, those things just don't happen that often. And it's really, really hard on you that you know, okay, I'm not getting any quality time. I'm too anxious. I'm too stressed. And what do? We quit that job and we take this other situation off our plate and we decide not to hang out with our friends anymore. We shift things around in order to accommodate our nervous system instead of shifting our nervous system in order to accommodate our lives. And that's where the magic is. So let me dive a little bit into this. I hope that made a lot of sense for you guys. I'm going to name my three favorite. These are Aubrey's top three favorites. There's so many more though, you guys, but these ones I just wanted to share with you today. So the first thing on my list is to sing or laugh. And I'm going to tell you, I've been doing a lot of singing lately, especially in performances, and it's really been amazing for me. I feel really great about it. I did like a duet the other day at church. I did that huge performance back around Easter. We had over 1,000 people watching us, and I was a singer in the choir. So having that opportunity to just, every day I practiced, you know, I put myself in a situation that was, hey, my nervous system has definitely freaked out in those situations before, but I put myself in a situation in order to increase my growth, in order to increase my capacity for scary things and things outside of the box. But when you take those moments and you say, you know what, sometime today, I'm going to sing, or I'm feeling pretty crappy, so I'm going to put on a comedy. I'm going to put on some freaking Happy Gilmore or something, right? Like something that's just ridiculously funny. Oh my gosh, there's got to be so many more funny movies than that. But just giving yourself a chance to say, hey, you know what? It's time for a funny movie. Because even though you may not feel the laughter deep, deep in your soul, you are shaking things up in your nervous system. You are allowing for a chance to release some of that pent up tension and anxiety and allowing your body to respond in a more happy way. So I feel like it's a win-win when you can get a laugh in and a song in. Oh my gosh. I actually love to sing in the shower too. It's a great time for me to reset. So then our second thing, one of my favorites, is EFT tapping. Now, I am in this world of energetic shifts. That is what I do. I don't use tapping often in my work. I can, but the subconscious release technique I use pretty much is better, in my opinion, it probably 95% of the time at shifting these beliefs than the tapping. However, you do not all have access to that work. I know that, you know that. So allowing yourself to learn something new, like tapping, and start reestablishing beliefs around maybe when you feel anxious, right? Okay, it's okay. I have to go talk in front of everybody for this presentation. You can tap on yourself. You could say, I am fully ready and I feel at ease with this presentation that I have organized already, right? Or, you know, breathe in and tap on your collarbone and say, I am absolutely ready and made for this moment to showcase my skills to everybody, right? Or whatever. Those are just two things that I just made up randomly, but you can see how it can be very helpful. You're essentially resetting parts of your nervous system by tapping in a new belief. Okay. Does that work for the deepest, worst traumas? Hey, maybe after a few years of doing that, but really we're looking for shifts now, right? We're looking for ways to get things moving today. And I think that that is quite amazing for that goal. And then the other one is explore meditation. And I said it like that because so many people will say, I'm not good at meditation. I'm not good at that. I can't do that. Whatever. Here's my thing is, and I am so open about meditation. I believe that meditation and prayer are very similar, if not the same thing. For some people, it's the same thing. Okay. So when you explore, what does meditation mean for you? I want you to open up to maybe it's prayer. Maybe it's actually a prayer. And understand that when we are meditating or praying, we are getting in a state of calm, right? Peacefulness. So whatever you need to get you there is going to be the best route. So maybe it's simply putting on Hertz music and really practicing breathing slow in through the nose, out through the mouth, right? Maybe it's laying down for a nap and just being able to clear your mind and say, okay, I've done so much good today. I've done everything I need to. Now I'm going to allow my body and my mind to rest and just allowing those breaths to help you with that. I will say also, I'm a huge fan of Wim Hof breathing on YouTube. He's got an 11-minute video. It's Wim Hof, H-O-F-F. And he's like the godfather of the ice baths and the breathing. And he will walk you through how to do a breathing cycle. And I'm telling you, I feel pretty good after that. And in my opinion, that does help to settle the nervous system and kind of shift some beliefs around what you're capable of, because you kind of push past your limit in that too. So all of these things are going to be useful to you. There's so many more, you guys. Like if you've already figured out what you really love to do to help calm that nervous system, you can still do that. That is totally cool. What I really want you to take from today is to understand that those little choices that you make throughout the day make a massive difference when it comes to your body and how it's processing everything. Because like I said, so many of us are just busy, 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 go, go, go. And some of us, honestly, we're in stages of our lives where that is not going to change anytime soon. You know, maybe you have like three kids and they're all little, right? You're not shifting anything too massive right now. You're really surviving, but in a better way. Right? We don't want this surviving as in, I can't make it through the day if I have to make dinner, right? We want it to be a little bit more peaceful and calm than that. But understand that wherever you're at in life, that's okay too. We're just trying to take a little bit off the top. Before I let you guys go, I wanted to tell you why all of this came to a head today. I was on a call with a client and she's dealt with a divorce at the end of last year. And she's still kind of trying to navigate like having to be in the same space as her ex and having to be there also with his new wife and, you know, trying to take care of the co-parenting in a, I don't know, adult way, right? We'll say that. And it's hard because when she knows she's going somewhere where she's going to have to interact, it makes it hard. And she already feels that nervous system dysregulation. So today when I did a session with her, we figured out that the reason why she felt that way is because she doesn't feel like she has a lot of choices in the matter. And so we dug deeper and we found lots of programs around feeling trapped, trapped in choices, trapped in having to, you know, succumb, I guess, having to be the vulnerable one and also having to give in to things she doesn't want to do, right? See people she doesn't want to see, let's be honest. It was super eye-opening for her when we released those feelings of being trapped. And the other one was not having a choice, not being in control,
right? When we can do stuff like that and really tackle the problem, what's actually what your nervous system is actually responding to, then we really make some big shifts. Like you can see the difference there, right? Instead of just allowing ourselves to deregulate and have some time, we're actually taking that belief system that's been embedded in the nervous system and we're just turning it off. And we're releasing any extra emotions that were sitting there with it. Anxiety, overwhelm, anger, right? Anger is such a big one for nervous system dysregulation. So understand that this is the beginning, yes, and it's plenty good for most of you. But taking that next step and getting a little bit deeper with some of these, man, it shifts your entire system in ways that, man, you're going to feel like you were back when you were 20 and just enjoying life. Right? Just enjoying all of life. So it's really, really important to know and understand the difference so you can really start to understand yourself better. Like, what is my nervous system actually responding to? Because, yeah, it may not make sense, but maybe there's something inside that I've been harboring that I haven't processed, and my nervous system is getting caught up in that when presented with a problem. 99% of the time, that's what's happening. So just allow yourself to start thinking that way and open that door so that when it happens again, you can really start to do some self-reflection. See how far you can get with that. I think it's just amazing work to do and something that's going to shift your life in so many ways. It's just going to be ridiculous. All right, my friends, that is the message I wanted to share with you today about your nervous system. I really hope you take those tips and run with it. See what shifts up for you, because I think it will really allow you a chance to be more grounded in life. And further, if you guys want to be in the membership, it is a great opportunity to do some of this somatic work, some of the subconscious release technique and other energetic forms of release that we do in there. It's an awesome opportunity to join us. I don't know if I'll do it next year, but it's been insanely cool for this year. And it's $97 a month. You do get one group call the last Thursday of the month. And you will also be able to get a free course every month. So I have a lot of different programs. We did people pleasing last month. The month before we did money mind detox. The month before we did creating emotional freedom and intuition calibration, which helps everybody to be able to learn some more tools and how to connect with their intuition. So let me know, guys. I'd love to help you out. I'd love to have you in there. I would welcome you with open arms. And I hope this finds you well, my friends. Have a beautiful day. I hope this podcast spoke to you in some way. If it did, please go ahead and leave me a review and subscribe so that I know you're enjoying what you hear. And further, if you know somebody else who owns their own creative business and struggles with anything that we spoke about, please pass this on, because it is my hope that we will be able to build a community of like-minded individuals who love on each other and appreciate the many facets that make our creative business so unique. And lastly, check out the show notes to find my free Facebook community and other useful links to work with me. All right, friend, see you soon.